Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, shout out to the Who Dat Nation, man. We're in this thing. Much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all had a fantastic day to start your week off, man. And speaking of starting the week off, man, the Saints kind of quiet on the home front with a few things in terms of what they need to do. But we do see a couple of moves the Saints are making. We'll cover that and more on this episode of The Coma. So shout out to the fam. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. We up in this thing. Shout out to everybody, man. Vilma, shout out to you, fam. Good to see you up in the building. Much love to the Falcon family as well, as they trying to get their stuff right. I'm going to talk about the Falcons a little bit in the show too, man. About a move they made today. And like we said, the Falcons tired of losing, man. And that's probably one of the only things that we share as a family base, is the fact that they're tired of losing. We're tired of losing. They're actually really ready to do something about it this year. So we'll cover a little news on that, the move that they made today to kind of appease their biggest need. I'll give my little take on that as well. So shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all for being here. Pelicans Nola, BP, shout out to you. Appreciate you. Quavadius, what's up, Swack? How you doing? Good to see you in the chat as well. We'll talk about it today, fam. Shout out to you, Claude. Shout out to you, Who Dat, to you, fam. Appreciate the question. How do you feel about Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin, the running back? I seen something on Braylon. I'm going to do some more research on that, brother Claude, and get back to you, man. I've seen him play a couple of times. I don't know enough to give a really educated opinion on it. So, you know, give me some time. Let me do a little research on that, and I promise you, check back with me later on in the week, and I have a little breakdown on some of the running backs too, because I'm working on a stream right now where I'm doing some more research on a couple of running backs and some linebackers that I'm looking into. So appreciate the question, fam. OG to the third degree, shout out to you. Good to see you, brother Derek. And this thing, Gundam, shout out to you. He says, talk to me, brother. Why are we moving so slow? Saints need to get busy. Well, man. Well, fam, we know that they had a lot of time to kind of work the cap to get the contract solved. Free agency is, you know, the tampering period is here, or whatever they call it. Free agency officially opens up with contracts become official on the 13th of this, you know, in a couple of days. The Saints had plenty of time to kind of work it and get the contracts, everything they needed to do to get down to zero. And that's just, like I said, fam. And a lot of people saying, well, Q, man, you've just been so really tough on the Saints lately. And I try not to be, but it's a part of just telling the truth, man. I'm not going to just feed you a bunch of fluff, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can be doped up on happiness and hopium. And then you kind of traipse off to your job or to your life. And I feel pretty good about the Saints today. I just don't do that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to depress you, but at the same time, I'll give you an optimistic real look. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that some of the errors and the things that's going on with the team is going to eventually disappear. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you the real. I'm going to be honest with you about a lot of stuff that's dealing with the black and gold. So it's just a part of what I do, you know. But that's a part of it, man. The Saints had a lot of time in making some of these moves, getting the cap where they needed to be so they can go proactively and go into the free agency situation and make things pop. And ultimately, it just turned out to be what it is. We know what kind of leadership or non-leadership that we have. It's very difficult, you know, to look at the Saints leadership at Mickey Loomis and everybody above Mickey Loomis, because it's a bunch of garbage going on right now with these people. You know, there's no accountability above Loomis. He can do whatever he wants. He's totally, he's not a general manager. He's a mismanager of the team. He's more VP than anything. We need more of a qualified, hands-on general manager that can pick up the vibe of today's NFL. That's not him. He's an old guy that's just past his prime. So I think it's time for him to move on. But unfortunately, there is nobody above him, Gil and Dennis Lucia, that is going to make him move out the way for somebody else to come. They don't see it as a need. They think he's doing fine, despite the fact that we missed three straight years of playoffs. As long as their balance books are good, they're good. So we have to make sure we do that and we stay on code and make sure we do everything in this thing. So, I mean, it just upsets me. You know, it's crazy. But that's what we're dealing with right now. So anyway, please don't sign Maddox. He's injury prone. And I don't know. This is something that really got me in a position where, you know, we need to face down and see what we can do about it. So I don't know, man. At the end of the day, we'll see what's going on with that. So anyway, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the building, man. Yeah, it's been busy. Yeah, yes. We got a lot of stuff going on. What's up, brother Brandon, excuse me. I don't know, man. It's just funny, man, to see what we got going on here with the Saints. Like I said, they move like they want to and they think they can give you whatever. But like I keep saying the same thing. This is cold time, man. It's cold time. We need to stop all this bullshit, man. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. I mean, you're going to tolerate losing? You're going to be a dumbass fan? What are we going to do here? That's my point about this. And they got people out there that'll just put up with it, and they believe that's keeping it real and being a diehard when you don't question what the team is doing. Despite the fact that you're giving them money for this, you're buying the jersey, you're funding their businesses. You pay for their stadiums. You pay for their utilities. And you do all of that and they can't give you a winning team. They can't even give you the appearance that they're trying to do something. They can't even give you a decent general manager that knows what he's doing, that's living off a past reputation that was part of somebody else. What are we doing here? So, I mean, we just need to do whatever we got to do to kind of get this stuff going. So it's crazy at the end of the day, man. So Derek says Aaron Jones cut. Yeah, I seen what happened with Aaron Jones. Brother Josh, what's up with you, fam? Good to see you in the building as well. Philly, and the rest of the fam, appreciate y'all being. What's up, Brother St. John is in the building. Much love. How you doing, my fam? Appreciate you, brother. Sky Life and the rest of the fam, Brother Greg. And y'all give a subscribe to Brother John, man, and his channel, man. He building up. He got a lot of good work at his channel. He do a really good job. He just did a highlight film. He put a combination of different Saints podcasters and people together that was really good, man. Give that brother some credit. If y'all can, do me a service and give Brother John a follow on his platform. Let's get him over 1,000. All right, Jermaine says, you're right, Q, we got, that's what I've been saying. I've been saying this for some time, but when I say it, they got certain people out there, and listen, my message is not for everybody. I'm not just trying to restrict people and say what I'm saying. I'm just saying, listen, it's what you're willing to put up with. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that's indicative of football. I'm talking about in life, period. Like, and let's get real for a second, man. Let's get real. One of the things I understand is don't put up with no disrespect, please. If you got people at your job or you got people, wherever you got them, do not tolerate any disrespect. You're better than that. You as a person, don't tolerate it. And I'm talking to individuals right now, because if we all have that as people, as a person, then collectively as people, we'll move a lot better. Don't put up with no disrespect from nobody. Don't you do it. You know, you don't put good money after bad. You don't fund off code people. We don't do this. I'm big on code, because you can't survive without it. You will die out here without a code. I'm serious. You can't compete in this society without having a code. I'm talking about a productive code, an efficient code. Society, if it's not codified, it's nothing but chaos. You know, so having a code, and a code just means a set of morals and principles, traditions that you hold close to you, that you teach your children and your family about your family. You know, you see what I'm saying? The good and the bad. But you as a person, as a family, you know, you hold that strong morals, and don't let nobody take that from you. Because if you have that as a basis in yourself, as a foundation for yourself, it ain't none of this bull crap that they can tell you that would sway you to push you over there. It can't confuse you if you know who you are and what you're about. And I say all that to say is that, man, you look at the New Orleans Saints organization right now. Can you really say that they're truly about changing some stuff? We got a guy here that's so off code, man. We got a guy that's running a team that's so off code. He's cool with backstabbing people. He did that to Jameis Winston, lied to him. And quarterbacks and people, period, are not supposed to lose their jobs due to injury. That's not something that they're supposed to do. But he did do that. So it's crazy all it puts in his face that we see the kind of stuff he did. He had all of these crappy losses over the last couple of years. The missed playoffs. Did he ever apologize for any of that crap? No, he didn't. Never. You're not worth an apology. But the only time he does is when he gets up there and apologizes to the Falcons for his team running a play that we shouldn't even know about. We knew it because he threw him under the bus in front of the press conference and apologized to the hated rival Falcons. So could we be possibly surprised by some of the players that don't want to play for him because he's off code like a dog? And you got a general manager that's totally ignorant. He's off code too, because he's backing this dude. He's not telling him, no, you can't do that, bro. You got to rectify that. You can't tell the quarterback that, you know, he comes back healthy a couple of years ago and ready to play. And you tell him, you know, no, we're just going to keep Andy Dalton in there, despite the fact that they needed a draw offensively speaking. You know, it's just ridiculous, man. And this is why this team is a joke. You know, you got a guy, this guy, the manager, if you want to call him, that sits up there and compares Dennis Allen to Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh. Are you kidding me? Because these are off code people that don't know what they're doing, man. So, you know, the only way, and then he'll lie too. He'll tell you in the Detroit game when the family members gave up their tickets to Detroit, sold it to Detroit. Know what he said? Oh, well, they needed the money. Damn, we understand, you know, people, it's tough out there. And people needed the money. So, you know, they sold their tickets. I'm not happy about it. No, that's not what happened. And you know that's not what happened. They sold them Detroit tickets because in the lower bowl section, where you seen all those people there, because they was distraught and toe up about how stank the team was. But he will lie about something as simple as that. Well, they did it because, you know, we're not winning right now. And I understand it. I don't like it. Well, do something about it. Open your goddamn door and go talk to somebody. Go do some speeches and evaluations during the season. Or are you too emotional to do it? See, I get all up into that because, people don't want to talk about that. Why are we not where we supposed to be? Because you don't have any leadership there. You just got check collectors. They just collecting checks. And the only way to break them out of that, if you break them checks off and stop them. That's how you do it, fam. So don't go to these games. It's what I'm saying, until they show you better. Anything else than that, you're being disrespected. Do not. It's money around. It's tight in this economy right now. And these people still making billions of dollars. At least hold them to a code where they got to show you that they trying to win, that they're listening to the people that's supporting them with the dollars and not ignoring you and telling you that you are negative noise, because I'm telling you that your coach is off code and he stinks. And you're validated by the fact that you keep losing and this is 3 straight years of 9 playoff berths. So, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we going to do here? So, you know, to make a long story short, bro, it's what it is, man. It is. This is what it is. I'm telling you life lessons. I'm telling you life game, bro. You can apply it to sports. You can apply it to banking. You can apply it to fitness. You can apply it to whatever you want. I'm telling you, the game is universal. And it don't take a lot to understand, because we've seen teams that do what they're supposed to do and they win. They're proactive all through the year, whether it's on season or off season. It don't make a difference. The Philadelphia Eagles is a clear team that is about winning. They are constantly in a state of movement, trying to pick up draft picks, signing players, moving, trading for players. They're constantly in a state of movement to improve their team. And as such, this is a team that's always seems to be in the playoff race, always seems to be up there as a top three or four team that's competing for the right to try to get to that bowl. Saints not even close to that. You can't win without a code, and a code has to be a code that is a positive code that is applied throughout the entire team from the owner on down. And that's what we got going on. I've been saying this for a while. Gail needs to get an independent advisor that's not attached to the guys that Tom Benson left her. She needs to create an identity for herself and not that of what her past her husband had transitioned. God rest his soul. But this is her team now. She needs to have her identity on the team by hiring a football person that's not collected or connected to the Saints personnel or the building that's not there. They need somebody else than what they, you know, that can talk to her directly to her about and tell her what's going on with this team. They really do. They're these people up at the top. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. This is not ran like a business, man. They're just banking on you. They done got big, fat, and lazy is what I'm trying to tell you. And it's time for you to shake this loose. And they're not going to do it, but for themselves, you got to do it. You got to do the heavy lifting. They're not going to do it. They can't. They're failing. They don't even have the right people in there, and they're pretending like they do. And we know they don't have the right people. We know it. You can't win with that. You can't win with an off-code coach who can't be trusted. And players, half the team don't trust him because he's a snake and a weasel. You can't win with that. I'm sorry. You can't. All right, James says, Q, I've been thinking for a while it would be stupid to trade Lattimore, extremely stupid. I said, well, what if Lattimore wants to leave? Because that's exactly the point. James, thank you for that comment. That's exactly the point. People are leaving because they don't believe in the team. Whose fault is that? You can't blame it on the defensive coordinator. You can't blame it on the offensive coordinator. You can't blame it on Derek Carr exclusively. You know why? There is a guy that picked all of these people. He picked all of them. His name is Dennis Allen. He's the head coach. He is the key decision maker when it comes down to football on the field. The general manager will allow him to do whatever he wants to do. And the general manager don't have no vision because he should know better. Just look and see that this guy at times don't know what he's doing. You know, so it's, I'm just being honest with you. What are we doing here, man? What are you doing here? Last year, if you couldn't win last year, you had a soft schedule. You were playing a bunch of rookies. You were playing teams that didn't even have the starting quarterbacks. And the best you could do with a soft record and a rookie-ass NFC South like what it was get 9 wins and miss the playoffs by 1 game again. That's the best we could have done last year. And guess what? You won't have that this year. These people gearing up. They got Kirk Cousins in town in Atlanta now. They're serious about some stuff. So, and like I'm saying, man, I got to tell it like it is. And a lot of people ain't going to tell that because they don't want to lose the goddamn press badges. But I guess what? I ain't got one. And I don't need one to tell the truth. We got enough people going down there. I don't need to be smiling in their face, trying to get answers to questions that most of them we already know. You know, so it is what it is, fam. All right. So anyway, let's keep it bucking and moving, man. Let's get into it. I just covered my little spiel. I'm sorry about that, fam. You know, I got to keep it moving. Yoshi, shout out to your fam. Yoshi 504, say yo, Q. We all season lit. I hope all is well, fam. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you there for the super chat, sir. Much love to you. Thank you, fam. We got a lot of stuff going on, man, in this thing. DGX says, Q, Dennis Allen was ranked 29th of 32 coaches by the players. And the three that was below him was all fired. And I've been saying that Dennis Allen should have been fired. He should have been fired. I said that on the last stream. There's no way he should still have this job. It's too competitive in the NFL. The reason why he's still here is because you got a guy that's going against the family base. And I call it family base. And what I mean by family base, I don't say fan. I don't like fan terms, man. Maybe you do. I don't like fan because it applies something negative. There is no positive connotation you can apply fanatic to. You know, I even if you would apply fanatic to from a religious standpoint, it just will make you a zealot. It's no positive connotation. So that's just a garbage can word. I just throw that away, man. But I replace it with family base because that is that actual support base of the team. And the support base of the team is what we're dealing with right here. So anyway. All right. So anyway, let's keep it going. Yeah, Gail's hands off, letting Mickey do it. Yeah, and then see, that's a problem, fam. Mickey Loomis doesn't know what he's doing, bro. That's what I've been telling people. He's more VP than GM, and a lot of stuff that he did was because Sean Payton was the one that was telling him, get me this guy, give me that guy, and he would cook the books, and he would kick the can. That's what I say. He would cook the books and kick the can and get you the player that you want, and he was really good at that, so you had a good relationship. But the moment you get Payton gone and you have a guy that don't have that particular skill set, you see where your team is. So it really don't fit. Ultimate Streams TV says, good evening, fam. Shout out to you. Thank you for the super chat, fam. And it is what it is, fam. But anyway, let's get into it. Let's cover some of these news and notes, man, in this thing, man, and get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is the Saints hosting cornerback Avante Maddox for a free agent visit. And this is source from NOLA.com. Shout out to them. And what's interesting about this is the first thing that you hear from the Saints in terms of free agent visits is a defensive back. Now, there could be something to that, might not be nothing to that. But the reality is we're going to cover DeMario's extension momentarily. But what's interesting to it, I found it very interesting for them to be looking at Avante Maddox, who was released by the Philadelphia Eagles, a couple days ago. Well, and quite recently. And now the Saints have him in for a look. Where would Avante Maddox play? You know, but anyway, New Orleans Saints are hosting former Philadelphia Eagles cornerback or defensive back Avante Maddox for a visit. Source with the knowledge of the situation said Maddox is 27, is free to meet with teams ahead of Wednesday's official start of free agency because he's already a free agent after being released by the Eagles last week. The former 2018 fourth round pick spent 6 years in Philadelphia, but coming off two injury plagued years, he appeared in four games last season. He missed most of the year with torn pectoral and only nine games in 2022. Still, when healthy, Maddox could potentially fill an area in need for the Saints before the injuries. Maddox is one of the league's top cornerbacks inside of the slot. He signed a 3-year, $22.5 million contract extension in 21, just a couple of years ago. Now, Maddox also has the versatility to play outside, which would give New Orleans flexibility if they were to sign. Now, the Saints saw inconsistent coverage from the slot position last year. Listen, they did see inconsistent slot coverage from the cornerback position. As a matter of fact, Alante Taylor was benched for some time for that, eventually made it back. But understand this, that's Alante Taylor's sophomore season. And that's what I'm trying to say. We just remember with Paulson Adebo, not last year, but the year before, Paulson Adebo struggled mightily in his sophomore season. This is what happens. Alante Taylor struggled in his sophomore season. He had in a sophomore slump type of situation going on until he had to eventually work himself out. So we know that the second year usually brings a great deal of difficulty for second year pros. But if you look at what happened with Chris Olave, he, even though his numbers was better than the rookie year, look what all of the stuff that happened. And a lot of that was because of the frustration with the offense that was going on and him and Carr trying to cuss at him and tell him this. And this is coming from a dude that don't even look at half the field half the time. I mean, my goodness, come on, man. You know, you got the nerve to be talking about just run, you know, and all that. Come on, bro. You really won't play these games? You really want to go there with this? But that's the thing that happened with Chris Olave last year. He had these struggles meeting up with the quarterback. And I don't know who, because you could take Chris Olave and put him in any offense and he would thrive no matter what offense you have. He could fit there and he can make plays for you. So for the great difficulty that was between him and Carr last year, all of the stuff that was just, it was just really hard on him. But credit to him that he was able to still have really good numbers. So he had some difficulty in that second year as well. Yeah, that's a common thread. But what's going on here, you know? So anyway, inconsistent coverage from the slot position. He began the year with Alante at nickel, though his struggles late in the year led to Coach Dennis Allen benching him twice down the stretch. Now, New Orleans replaced Taylor with Ugo Amadi, who's said to be a free agent. The NFL's league tampering window opens, it opened this morning. So what's the purpose on that? What's going on there with the first move you make in hosting the cornerback is bringing in Avante Maddox for a free agent visit? So if you bring in Avante, how does this affect an impact with the Saints going on from a rumor standpoint with Alante Taylor? What's going on with that? You know, does this have an impact on that? Because if you look at the Saints starting cornerbacks currently, it's Marshawn Lattimore. It's our shutdown guy. We got Paulson Adebo. We all have Alante Taylor. So is Avante Maddox coming in to be a fourth cornerback? I would look at that and say, that's kind of, I don't know about that. You know, is there some movement going on where is Alante Taylor getting ready to make a position shift to safety? You got Jordan Howard in there. You got Tyrann Mathieu just signed the contract. Are the Saints looking at kind of moving Alante Taylor to safety? Now, we didn't hear this. These are just ideas that we're throwing out there. But at the same time, Avante Maddox is a guy that just a couple of years ago is coming off a contract worth over what? He was getting paid, what, $22.5 million? I don't see, look at Avante Maddox and say, that dude right there is going to be a dime back. So what's going on with the Avante Maddox thing? Could they just be snooping around here? Very interesting that the Saints are looking at Maddox here as one of the first free agents that they bring in during this period to talk to, as opposed to an offensive lineman, because you need a couple of those. You know, you could use a veteran wide receiver. You can use a couple of, I mean, what priority are we looking at? The first thing I want to do, you know, while everybody's looking at everybody, let me go and get Avante Maddox and look at him and bring him in here. You know, could this be something tied to Laddie Daddy is what I'm saying. You know, so we won't know until the time comes. Y'all feel it in the chat. Let me know how y'all feel about that. Is this something to do with Marshawn Lattimore that Avante Maddox is here, or just perhaps he's going to be a veteran dime back for the Saints? What do you guys think about that? Y'all put it in the chat and let me know as well. But like we've been saying, we have a lot of different things going on with the Saints with Dennis Allen, man, and it's very odd. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm not surprised from anything that I'll be hearing coming out of the building in New Orleans for around this time. Anyway, let's move on to the next situation. Just a brief look at the salary cap, and let me reload it, refresh that. That currently, according to Over the Cap, the Saints are roughly just under $11 million in cap right now. Now, this could change because we did have a restructuring, family. As y'all know, earlier today, the Saints linebacker Demario Davis agreed to a 2-year contract extension that will keep him here through 2025. So basically, what the Saints are doing is they're just keeping their core, extending out their core. We got Tyrann Mathieu that just signed a 2-year deal. We got Demario Davis that just now restructured for a 2-year deal. And then you have Cam did his thing. What was it, last year? So you got some of your veterans, probably your most productive veterans on the defensive side of the ball, have now been all given extensions or contract restructures or have it. But if you look at what's going on with the Saints agreed to terms with linebacker Demario Davis on a 2-year contract that pushes it through 2025. It was announced by General Mickey Loomis. General mismanager Mickey Loomis replaces the final year of the 3-year extension that was set to end after the season. The move reportedly is worth $17.5 million and lowers Demario Davis' annual salary, which provides the Saints a measure of salary cap relief. Of course, we know that he played 12 seasons in the league. New Orleans, he drafted by the Jets out of Arkansas State and played one season for Cleveland. He has 1,335 tackles, 43.5 sacks, 3 picks, 55 pass defense. He got a bunch of stuff going on. And of course, you know, he was one of 3 active players with at least 1,300 stops and was selected to the past 2 Pro Bowls and an All-Pro in 2019. Last season, Davis started 17 games and made a team-leading 121 tackles, including 6.5 sacks, 12 tackles for loss. He also broke up 4 passes and forced a fumble and recovered a fumble. So Demario Davis gets a contract extension from the Black and Gold, man. That kind of resets things. And like I said, they haven't upgraded what the cap right now is at $10.9 million. I want to say it is currently. So we have to wait and see what's going on with that. So anyway, let's keep it moving. We'll go from that to this, the Saints reportedly. We talked about that. I already covered that. Let's go into this one right here. The Eagles have signed Zach Bowen. So we lost Zach Bowen, a linebacker. A lot of people was talking about, should we re-up with Zach Bowen? Don't have to worry about that no more. Guess what? The Philadelphia Eagles are taking them off of hands. The Saints have lost Zach Bowen to the Philadelphia Eagles. He signed a one-year contract, a one-year deal with the play with the Philadelphia Eagles. So Zach Bowen is now a Philadelphia Eagle.